Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Luciano, and he wants me to cover a video about women paying child support by someone named The 33 Secrets. The video he released is titled Feminists Outraged as More Women Are Paying Alimony to Ex-Husbands Than Ever Before. At the beginning of that video, there's a short clip from an official news outlet, and they're interviewing a family court lawyer, and he says that the reason more women are paying their ex-husband's spousal support is because of equality, and rightfully so. He says that often they are marrying men that don't make as much as they do, and that alimony is calculated through a formula. You take 50% of your net income if you're the higher earner, and then you minus 40% of the lower earner's net income, and that gives you the basic number. But there are also other factors. The lawyer says that women have excelled in professions that pay very well. That's the basic premise of the short clip by lawyer Peter Walzer, and then 33 Secrets chimes in by saying that Peter is going to get canceled for speaking the truth, even though there's nothing offensive about it. 33 Secrets then goes on to say that the reason women are increasingly getting divorced and forced to pay their exes is because they're choosing to get married to guys that are Chads, Pookies, and Tyrones that make less money than they do. Did such women get hot and heavy for super attractive guys, and it shuts down the reason and rationality in their brains? 33 says that a Chad doesn't have to pay for food and he gets to live rent-free with such a woman, simply because of his good looks, that she's just wanting to bang him to produce a high-quality child. She's also the one that willingly married him. She was probably thinking he's not going to divorce her because he loves her, and men don't generally go out of their way to hurt those we love. 33 also says there's a double standard and he actually hasn't seen women get put in jail for not paying child support. This video is basically just obvious stuff that we've been talking about for years in the manosphere now. Luciano, I had a hard time getting through the entire video link that you sent me. There's a lot of repetition, only the last quarter of the video is jam-packed with interesting information. 33 should have started talking about how Britney Spears had to pay Kevin Federline when they got divorced. Their relationship deteriorated quickly and didn't last very long. This just tells me that if you're a good-looking man, you need to go out there and try and find a woman that's a career-oriented patsy, and ride that pony all the way down the marriage aisle and then to the divorce court, where you end up cleaning up. Pretend to be all nice, but then be a secret gold digger. The better looking you are, the more likely you'll be to basically find some rich sugar mama, and once you take her money, she'll fall into a denial coma. The thing is, the most women want a quality man, regardless of his income, but they don't want the responsibility of having to pay for him when things go south. What 33 Secrets is saying is that Chads can get away with almost anything. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women getting divorce raped, and it's not fair. But if the same thing happens to a man, he should have treated her better, clown world show. Women that make good money have options that are limited. They could find some high earner that went into the trades and started his own business. Nice plumbers that make more money but also have lower status jobs, so women complain about that all the time. I remember covering stories about female lawyers making $60,000 a year attacking the man that supported them, their husband, by calling him low status, even though he was making close to $200,000 a year as a plumber or electrician. Speaking of alimony, look what happened to Tom Brady and his ex-wife Gisele. She was probably set to pay him money after the divorce, but odds are most, if not all, that money is lost in the crypto exchange FTX. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I suspect that in the future, if more women than ever are expected to pay men alimony, then a lot of them might start putting their money in a crypto wallet or stable coins that their potential gold-digging husband doesn't even know about. As for the 33 Secrets YouTube channel, it seems to be throttled down. Normally, he gets 15,000 to 25,000 views per video. In this video, however, he only got 5,500 views in the first 24 hours. On the next day's video, he only got 2,000 to 3,000 views in the first 3 hours. So even channels that aren't specifically MGTOW are being punished by the almighty algorithm. I don't know what else I can say about women paying more alimony and child support if they earn more money than their husbands during the marriage. I guess it's only fair. I don't really have anything else to say about this story. So for the rest of this video, I want to cover another story called America Has a Black Sperm Donor Shortage. Black women are paying the price, from the Washington Post. So why aren't black men donating enough sperm to the sperm banks? You'd think they would, as it pays a man $70 to $150 to jizz in a cup. That's easy money, but I guess it's all going into the butts of white women instead, perhaps. In the article, a woman named Reese Brooks spent 800 hours searching for seed, and said the choices were slim to none out there. If I was a famous black actor or rapper, I'd put my picture and sperm in the sperm bank, and you can sure bet that it would get scooped up in a hurry. It looks like black men, and all men in general, are avoiding black women to marry. Apparently, black women between the ages of 35 to 45 are more likely to remain unmarried when compared to women from other races. 44% of them remain unmarried, while only 12% of white women are still single. Yet black sperm only makes up 2% of the sperm supply. If I was a black man, I'd be busting a nut in a cup, and that's the best way to procreate. That way you don't actually have to financially support the kid or raise him or her either. Black women are constantly scouring the sperm bank websites, waiting for updates for Tyrone sperm, because on cryobank websites, the vials from black donors sell out in minutes. The article says this, and I quote, Angelina Stepanich, a DC educator, recalled putting vials of sperm from a black donor into her online shopping cart, only to get beaten out by a sorority sister that she was on the phone with, who was faster to check out. Stepanich had a mixed-race child using sperm from a Latino donor. At California Cryobank, the waiting list for an in-demand white donor is roughly 3 months, according to Jamie Shamonkey, the chief medical officer. But the wait for a black donor there can stretch as long as 18 months. And women in their late 30s and 40s who are facing diminishing fertility due to age simply can't wait that long, unquote. I bet you anything, if they could throw shoes at each other virtually over the interwebs, they probably would, just to get that black man's sperm. One woman was crying that she knew that if she beat out other women to get the sperm from the black donor that she wants, that other women would miss out. This messes with female-owned group preference because they don't want to see other women suffer. Well, at least with regards to having access to sperm. All of this sperm bank stuff in the black community seems to be a far cry from back in the day when you'd heard stories about black women having 7 kids or more. Black women can easily sleep with Tyrone and get knocked up that way. But I'm guessing they don't want to deal with the so-called hassle of having to deal with the kid's father in their life. Reese Brooks did eventually get a sperm donor, but not what she wanted. She got a Peruvian seed. She had a pregnancy from a donor in 2019 but lost a baby. The Washington Post says that pregnancy complications spiked during the pandemic, and then no one knows exactly why. Their words, not mine. Now she has a half-Peruvian daughter named Zuri, and she doesn't sound thrilled about raising her as a half-Peruvian. People on her TikTok post where she shared pictures of Zuri were saying that she intentionally had a lighter-skinned baby and that she's a traitor to her own race. Meanwhile, they don't know the circumstances surrounding what happened. Reese wants Zuri to have siblings, so she's planning on buying more sperm from that Peruvian donor. At the end of the article, she says this, and I quote, "There's so many good African-American men out there. Maybe they just don't know how much they're needed to create families," unquote. Maybe they don't want to donate sperm to black women. I'm guessing this article will probably increase the amount of jizz flowing into sperm banks from black men. Not because of altruism, but because they now know they can cuck some other man with their baby, and also collect $100 while doing it. If I was a black man, I'd supplement my income by making a deposit to the spank bank a couple of times a week. Better yet, if the sperm is selling for a few $1,000 a pop, no pun intended, at the bank, you might as well be able to sell it online to black women directly for, say, $500. That way women save money on your spunk sale and you make more money. Sell it twice a week and you can make $50,000 a year. When people ask you what you do for a living, you can say you're a professional jerker offer. So why the shortage? Apparently cryobanks aren't recruiting enough black donors. That sounds like a business someone out there listening needs to start. The rules of the business include finding someone that's in high demand, but there isn't enough supply in the market to meet it. Another issue is that the screening process requires 3 generations of medical history. That's challenging for a lot of black men because they don't have those records. Also, the man can't be a felon. So I guess many of those reasons make a lot of sense. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Luciana for the donation and topic. Just remember, there isn't much to the story of women having to increasingly pay men alimony these days. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that black women are wishing they could be smashed by some Tyrone, but all they get is Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he's nowhere near 6 feet tall. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the black man from donating their sperm to sperm banks so we can all watch black women suffer away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.